some great funny travel stories are coming in. Funny now, maybe, not at the time kind of stories. There's one here from Amina. She was saying, just as we're planning to land in the Maldives, the pilot announced that as per the local authorities, the plane is overloaded. So to my ignorance, all I could think of is, gee, are we landing by parachute? And then my dear husband explained that we just needed to burn some fuel before landing. And I tell you what, I never felt sick like that before on a plane. Thanks, Amina. Thanks for that, Amina. Richard, you've got a couple there as well.
Yeah, another sort of flight story. This is from Lynn. And she was going on her first ever flight with her two boys, 6 and 8 year old sons, and they were going to go and live in Saudi. And the husband was reassuring that it was no problem at all, and don't worry about the flight. 29 hours later, 5 countries later, they got to Al-Kabar.
Al-Kabar, sorry. Yes. And she says, Lynn says, traumatic but funny now.
It's always the way with these stories. At the time, you're pulling your hair out. A year or so later, they're a great tale, aren't they? They're a great yarn.
I actually travelled on my wife's passport and didn't realise myself, nor was this detected until I arrived at my destination. Thanks for sharing that, Sunil. Travelling on his wife's passport without realising and not being detected. There you go.
My dad once went all the way to Heathrow with an out-of-date passport. All the way from Rotherham, he got to the check-in.
All the way from Rotherham?
Well, he was driving to Heathrow. Right. He wasn't going on holiday. Come on. You know, there's some destinations of choice.
Does he always take his passport when he's driving in around the UK?
He was going to the airport.
Okay, got you.
And he got there to check-in. I forget where they were going. And it was his out-of-date passport, so he had to drive all the way back to Rotherham.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, that happens, though, forgetting passport. Similar story I know of somebody on holiday in Portugal and golfing weekend, went to the airport, forgot their passport, managed to get back to the UK without a passport.
Really?
There you go. Yeah, and talking of which, let's get to the children, because talking of passports, if your children are travelling this summer on their own, then in Live Work Explorer magazine, the summer issue, you've got some interesting notes, if you like, for us as parents of people of of companies where you can do your fly alone as a child and be accompanied.
Yeah, you can. I mean, there are luckily we've got now Emirates, Virgin. They're being fantastic. And if you have decided that you would like to ship off your kids back to their home countries for a bit of culture osmosis, the Emirates Airlines, Virgin Airlines, they'll organise and arrange a flying solo programme for your kids, so they will get picked up, looked after from check-in all the way through the flight, making sure they feel safe and secure until they meet their guardians over on the other side, which is really fantastic and makes a parent, feel at least safe and happy that their kids are in good hands.
Also in this feature, it's all about what the children can do over the summer. So there you go. If they are travelling, if that's what you're planning for your child to go back before you, or whatever, but also if the kids are staying here in Dubai as well.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have that option to send them off back to their home countries or to summer camp abroad. Perhaps you do need to keep them here. Well, don't worry. Luckily, the UAE, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, there are a lot of companies, a lot of schools, a lot of summer camps have now been organised for this particular reason. So you've got places, if your kids are particularly active, you want to make sure that they're nice and exhausted by the time you get home from work and by the time they're finished with the day. Places like Core Direction, they've got a Core Kids summer program from July until August, and it's inside the Grand Midwest Hotel. Now there they can do gymnastics, swimming, ball sports, board games, quiz time, arts, the works. And so they'll be nice and nice and tired by the time they get home. Alternatively, if you want to get them out playing football, you've got places like Active Sports Academy. They run summer camps as well. If you've got a budding Beckham or a surefire Sharapova, then this is the kind of place for you. And alternatively, I guess if your kids are a little bit more glee like me, or than Beckham's, then places, Duck Tack are brilliant. They have a lot of programs. They've got a kids theatre workshop. Go and check out their website. They've got a number of summer programs for your kids.
Excellent stuff. And Richard, you must be busy with Flying Elephant during this time. Summer surprises, of course, will be upon us soon.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that you can do in Dubai, obviously, in the summer as well. We have these great big mega malls, which, when you think about them, are air-conditioned mini towns. Mm. And in the summer, you know, DEPE put on the shopping festivals, a great sales for the adults, and then they put on lots of entertainment and activities for the children. And that this year is running from 5 weeks, from the 22nd of June to the 31st of July.
Right, running up to the holy month. Yeah,
in most of the main malls in Dubai.
And you're going to be doing some entertainment. I know you've last year you had a theatre show and lots of different decoration and all sorts.
Yeah, well, I've got a ventriloquist coming out.
Have you now?
Every 10 days.
You said that without moving your lips.
Yeah, well, my hand moved. I think we're doing some work down there again in Mikado this year. So
excellent.
Yeah, excellent. Watch this space.
In fact, actually, the last thing I saw that you did in Mikado was a beautiful piece, Marie Antoinette. This was in the last shopping festival.
In January. Yeah, it was a very nice piece. It was a sort of a traditional dance, comedy, theatrical, physical theatre, beautiful costumes. It was one we were very proud of, and it ran for a month, and the feedback we got was excellent.
Good stuff. We've got to get to the SMSs. There's some great ones and quite long ones as well. So these are your funny stories, your dramatic stories. One, my family and I once shared a bus transport with a load of lobsters. This one was pretty surreal. We got on a bus downtown Hanoi en route to Vientiane Laos in Vietnam. It ended up being a 24-hour journey. There were a handful of us waiting for the bus, and we assumed that we would be picking people up at different stops along the way. Well, we stopped all right, but instead of people, we picked up flour, rice, electronics, you name it, we got it. We actually started to wonder if we were on a bus that was smuggling stuff across the border. Oh yeah, I said lobsters, didn't I? Dozens of lobsters wrapped in pretty packaging that started to turn in the heat as time went on. It was getting pretty ripe in there by the end, and we couldn't understand why they weren't packed on ice. It wasn't until one popped up near my wife that she screamed the lobsters away. Were the lobsters carrying something? We'll never know. Thanks for that, Kashif. That's a great story. A journey with a load of lobsters in Vietnam. My goodness. And also here, we've got a scary, funny experience. We spent a three-week honeymoon traveling through Thailand and went traveling to Chiang Mai. We missed our train, and these two men on motors offered us a ride to catch up with the train at the next stop. Well, after a 20-minute scary ride, we caught up with the train and made it all safe and sound in Chiang Mai. To date, I still never get on motorbikes, and my husband teases me with it. That's Hannah from Holland. A very good morning to you, Hannah from Holland. Lots to see in the Explorer magazine it's running through the summer. So it's usually monthly, isn't it?
That's right. And this issue, it's a June-July issue, and then we will have an August-September issue, and then we're back to being monthly.
And for you, where are you travelling this summer? Laura, are you travelling?
I am. I will be heading to Malaysia for a week and a half, back to see my family, and then off to New York.
Ah, very good. Well, that's the place that I'm very far. I've been there a couple of times. You'll have a great time.
I hope so.
Yeah, I've only ever been in the winter, though, but I think when you're coming from Dubai, you'll definitely be fine with the New York temperatures, I'm sure.
Hopefully I'll cope.
Yeah, what's on the top of your list to do in New York?
I want to go and see a baseball game. I want to go and see a baseball game, and then I also want to go and see a musical. So two different
genres.
Two different genres, but I think those should be on everybody's New York list, no?
Yes.
Excellent stuff. Well, for now, it's been a pleasure. Laura Coughlin, web editor of Live, Work, Explore. And, of course, check out the website as well as pick up a copy of the magazine, liveworkexplore.com. You're on Facebook also. You can get the details and join me on Facebook as well, Dubai Today 103.8. All the details and information are there. So, for now, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, guys.
Stay with us as we move into the second hour. We're going to continue our travel stories. We're going to be visiting Ethiopia, finding out about Ethiopia and what that has to offer as a travel holiday destination, and also be talking to Hakan Bakar, who is the CEO of Holiday Factory, a company recently launched in the UAE offering packages, holiday packages from Dubai to lots of different destinations around the world. So we'll be finding out from Hakan, who's actually in Germany, we're getting him on the line, finding out what the deals are today, what you can get from Holiday Factory and book your holidays for the summer. So do stay with us.